In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 24, April 12th, 1928. And we're on the second paragraph. So Jesus just told Louisa about Calvary was the new Garden of Eden. So Jesus says, so on Calvary, the Calvary formed the dawn that called the Son of my divine will, the Son of the eternal will of God, to shine again in the midst of humanity. So here, this is the turning point. That's why as Catholics, we have the crucifix. It's not to, glorify the death that he went through, because of suffering, because of pain, but to recognize this was the turning point. Because of Christ's crucifixion and death, we now are freed from the slavery of the devil. And the more we understand this truth, the sooner we will be able to live in the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. We have to see Christ crucified. And it's not to look at it, but to see the truth that's there. So he says, Calvary formed the dawn that called the sun, this new sun of the eternal will, to shine again. This new sun that we are entering into. This is the sun that S-U-N, that Adam possessed. So he says, dawn certainly means that the sun will come out. Okay, so when we see the sunrise in the morning, or just before the sun rises, the sky becomes light, this dawn as the sun begins, he says, is the certainty that the day is coming, the full sun is coming out, the fullness of this light is going to happen. And he says this, he says, in the same way, the dawn that I formed on Calvary, when the sun darkened, when he died, and the sun came open again, if you want to say the eclipse moved further, and the sun began. He says, when this happened, he says, assures this that the fullness of the sun is going to come back. Now that was 2,000 years ago. And what we've learned over the 2,000 years from the saints is how to do the will of God, how to begin to live this abundant life, this Catholic life, this universal life, this sun, this light, this fullness is going to happen. And Jesus says he's going to use the divine will as the crowning of his church. Great things are in store. We're going to see things that the saints didn't see. We're going to see things in the fullness. This is why at Holy Mass, we put the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. As St. Peter said, we're called to be divinized. We're called to be to go back to what God has planned from the beginning. That doesn't mean we become gods, but we share in his divinity. And that's why Jesus says, you'll do far greater things than I. How can we do far greater things than God? Well, in the divine will, we're sharing in his divinity, and he wants to see what we want, so that what we want is what he wants. He said that I want to make a divine masterpiece out of my children. God is going to bring this about. Glorious things that Jesus says to Louisa have never been seen before are going to be seen. Divine prodigies are going to happen. Healings are going to begin that have never happened before. He says, well, scripture says that no eye has seen, no ear has heard what's coming for those who love God. So he says, even though it's been about 2,000 years have passed, he says that it will call the Son of my divine will to reign again in the midst of creatures. So even though it's been 2,000 years, and a lot of people say, well, this is how we live. We're on earth. We got to make earth you know, the kingdom we got to. No, no, no. The kingdom is coming. When you listen to the Our Father, it's, Lord, Father, may your kingdom come on earth exactly the way it's in heaven. Because Jesus says, I want no difference between heaven and earth. So he says, even though it's been 2,000 years, this crucifixion and death and the resurrection is going to call the Son of my divine will to reign again once again in the midst of humanity. So he says, in the Garden of Eden, my love was defeated by Adam. He said, no, I don't want this. I don't want your will to reign. I want my will to reign. You know, he was asked to be obedient. A simple thing. Don't eat of the, you can have the fruit of all the trees of the garden, but that one in the middle, don't touch it, or you will die that day. And he died at 930 years. That day was like 1,000 years. 1,000 years was like a day. What Jesus is now saying is, I want you to begin to enter into this abundant life. So what does he do? Jesus obeys. Father, not my will, but your will be done. Our Lady obeys. She says, how can I do this? How can I please God? I'm going to be a virgin. And the angel said it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And she says, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. This life of God, this light of God was done by the new Adam and the new Eve. Jesus's obedience was to die on a tree, crucified on a tree. You know, and now what does Jesus say to Louisa? He says, I'm looking for a soul. And he says, I've chosen you, Louisa, to be that soul, to now give this gift back to mankind, a soul born of original sin. My mother wasn't born of original sin. I wasn't born of original sin, Jesus says. He says, I have to give this back to humanity. So I call you to obedience. Well, Louisa's obedience was not to eat, drink, or sleep. I mean, for 70 years. And she obeyed. Jesus said, go to bed. She was a teenager. She went to bed and stayed there for the rest of her life. Jesus said to her, stop eating. She stopped eating. Stop drinking. She stopped drinking. Stop sleeping. She stopped sleeping. What did we couldn't have done that. So this chosen soul, this human born of original sin, has been faithful. So God has given this gift back to humanity. And now he says to us, I'm going to teach you the way and the how this is going to happen. So through what Jesus taught Louisa in the Book of Heaven, this is what God is asking of us. So in the first Eden, Adam received the condemnation to death of soul and body. In the second Eden, Calvary, he is released from his condemnation, and the resurrection of the body is reconfirmed through the resurrection of Jesus's holy humanity. We have been freed from the slavery that we've been placed in for the 4,000 years until Jesus. And now the last 2,000 years, Jesus is teaching us how to live this abundant life. So the three powers we have to discipline the three powers to what God wants. Our intellect, to begin to see things from a divine perspective. This is why we have our dogma and our doctrine, to begin to see and understand what Jesus wants of us through the teachings of the church. And then our memory. It's not to, oh, they did this and they said that and they're doing this. No, our memory is of Jesus, of Mary. That's why we pray the Holy Rosary every day, to enter into this abundant life of Jesus and Mary, remembering what Jesus did, remembering what Mary did. And it becomes our prayer life at that point. And then finally, our will. Jesus teaches us that to live in the divine will is to begin to live this abundant life of Jesus, of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So God is working on us, and he's changing our intellect, memory, will, our fallen nature. And now he wants to sanctify us. And the sanctification basically is what Jesus It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is the purity that our God wants us to live. So Jesus says this, there are many relations between Eden and Calvary. And what Adam lost there, Jesus reacquires for us. The new Adam reacquires from us. And then think about this. The fruit of the tree that Adam ate brought about death. The fruit of Christ crucified, the Eucharist, brings us life. And Jesus tells us the whole reason for the Holy Eucharist is to begin to receive this abundant life. So he says with the Holy Eucharist, the Holy Mass ends right after communion. You receive Holy Communion and the Mass ends. Why? So that the church does not want to interfere with your communion with God, your oneness with God. That 15 minutes with the Holy Eucharist is to be in communion with God. It's not just to make the blessing and leave the church. It's to adore Christ and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him. And as St. John Paul II said, to understand this Eucharist, to understand what Christ has done by becoming our food on Calvary, basically, to become our food from the tree, crucifixion and death and the resurrection. He says what we have to spend time with our Eucharistic Lord. It helps us to prepare to fall in love with God even more, to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, to look at God in the monstrance, to look at God and to adore him and to love him and to praise him and to thank him and to bless him and to worship him for that 15 minutes. But when we spend the hour with God every day in front of the Blessed Sacrament, great things change for us. Great things happen. So God is reacquiring for us this Eden, this garden. So he says this, in the kingdom of my pains, everything was given back. So this kingdom of the suffering, the passion of Christ, you know, watch the movie, The Passion of the Christ of Mel Gibson, not just once. Oh, I saw it. It was too tough for me. No, you have to begin to see what the Lord did for each and every one of us. How he died because of our sins. We have to see this. We have to understand what he's doing, so that we can basically say, I give up my human will. I've used my free will to choose. I want to live in your holy divine will, Lord. I don't want to live in my misery anymore. This is what God is waiting for. So he says, in the kingdom of my pains, everything was given back to humanity, and the honor, the glory of the poor souls, creatures, is reconfirmed by the pains of Jesus, by the death of Jesus. When we look at Christ crucified, we see the glory of God. When we look at Christ crucified, we begin to understand what our God has done. We begin to love our God, fall in love with God. When you don't focus on Christ crucified, you're a complainer. Why me? Why me? What do I have to do? What did I do? What did he do? What did Our Lady do at Calvary? They surrendered to the will of the Father. Why? So that we can be saved, that we can be redeemed, so that we can be sanctified. Our Lord loves us very much, and he's asking us, he's pleading with us to come back to him. He needs us to recognize what the crucifix is about. And again, most of the crucifixes have a dead Christ, but there's no suffering on the cross. We have to see this. And our God has blessed us with the movie of Mel Gibson. Why? So that we can get a glimpse of the glory, the power of God through his suffering, crucifixion, death, and resurrection. So may the blessing of, may the blood that flowed upon the wood of the cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all the little children of holy divine will become divinely healed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.